In the book of 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 2, I want to look at a few concepts from chapter 2 and then see how those things carry over into chapter 3. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth. And you have to remember, this is a church that is saved. So this is a church. These are people that know and have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. And that Paul has taught them, and they've been growing in the Word. They've been growing in the Lord. So these are believers that Paul is sending this letter to. And in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, if I start reading in verse number 12, he says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." So this is a good reminder for us every single day, especially if today is a day that you're just kind of struggling and kind of battling with discouragement and just being disheartened and downcast today. Paul is speaking to believers. So this is true for you and I as believers as well. There are times in life that things in life are not going to line up with the Word of God. We live in a fallen world, and there are things that can be discouraging. And there's moments and times in our life that we can just be discouraged. But Paul is saying, reminding us that we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit of God, which is what I was talking to a few moments ago. The Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God himself, dwells within your spirit. This is the Spirit you've received. When you read that in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us." We need to remind ourselves, it doesn't matter how I feel. How I feel is not the ultimate truth. It's not the ultimate final reality. Reality is not guided or revealed by my feelings. Feelings can deceive us. Feelings can lead us astray. We have to know what the truth is. And the truth is centered in the very spirit, your very spirit. Very central part of who you are, a part of you that is eternal and that is connected right now through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit that is in you, that is connected to the spiritual realm. So now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is of God, given to us. That, why? Here's part of the reason the Holy Spirit's been given to us. And here's one of the things that you can expect, that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed upon us by God. Paul is reminding. Again, these are believers, and yet Paul knows that even believers have to be reminded of this truth. You and I as believers, this is why this is so true and so relevant for us today, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed or awash in discouragement, or you're just feeling just a little bit blue, a little bit low today. You know, maybe you're not just discouraged. Maybe you just feel a little bit low today. Paul is reminding you, you as a believer in Jesus Christ, that we have not received the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world will look and see injustice. The spirit of the world will look and see all that's unfair. The spirit of the world will look and see that things are bad. The spirit of the world will tell you that there's defeat everywhere. The spirit of the world will take away and rob you of hope. This world is not going to give you hope. This world is going to take hope away from you. This world and living this life outside of Jesus Christ is going to drain the hope from you, not instill you with hope. But you don't have the spirit of the world. See, that was the old man. You now have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And Paul is saying part of the reason that Spirit was given to you, and God gave you his Spirit. That in itself is an astounding reality to stop and think about. But Paul goes on to say, he gave you a Spirit in part that we might realize. You see, it's through the Spirit. In the flesh, you cannot understand. The man who does not know, the man or woman who does not know Jesus Christ, what I'm about to read to you from Paul in 1 Corinthians, they will never understand. It is beyond their ability to understand it. It is incomprehensible to them, as are so many of the truths of Jesus Christ. But to you and I, nothing is hidden. This is the reason that the Spirit of God has been given to us. One of the reasons that the Holy Spirit has been given to us, that we can understand that which is impossible for my natural mind to understand. And Paul is saying one of those things is that you might realize. So first of all, there's an awareness. Oh, wait a minute. There are gifts of God. It doesn't matter what I'm experiencing or what life is telling me right now. Part of what the Holy Spirit is doing in you, if you will listen, if you will look away from the world and just be quiet for a moment and listen to the Holy Spirit is helping you to realize, now wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm not stuck just with what the things of the world tells me. I'm not bound to the things that the world brings, discouragement, despair, defeat. I am not bound by those things. The Holy Spirit helps us to realize, to remember, to realize and understand there are gifts of God that are mine through Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what the world suggests or what the world indicates. The Holy Spirit is helping you to realize this. Listen, He will help you realize. Realize means you understand the reality of this truth. It means this truth is uncovered so you can see it and understand it, that God has gifts and favor for you. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And the Holy Spirit is helping you to realize those things and to comprehend. In other words, to understand, to be able to see deeply into, to be able to see beyond just the superficial or the surface understanding of what those gifts are and what they look like, but to fully comprehend. A, that there are great gifts that God has for me. That there's gifts that are given by His divine favor. Divine means the things of the divine are always going to overpower the things of the world. He has gifts for you today. He has gifts for you that are His divine gifts. And if you'll take your focus off of your problems, just don't think about them for a second. For just a few minutes, don't think about them. Instead, put your mind on the fact. Just be quiet. Look to Jesus. Listen to the words that Paul is saying to you. Because these are words that the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul for you today. If you are discouraged, if you feel overwhelmed, or if you're just feeling a bit low today, these are words that are spoken to you. Paul is reminding you. Jesus is reminding you through Paul that you have the very Spirit of God in you. And that Spirit, if I will not look at my problems, if I'll take my focus and my mind off of my worries, my fears, my anxieties, or whatever is troubling me today, if I'll take my focus off of that and look to Him and just be quiet in Him, the Holy Spirit will help you realize what those promises are. In other words, there's going to be promises that you haven't even considered or seen yet. He'll reveal those things to you, help you to realize what they are, and He will help you to comprehend. And that comprehension, part of that comprehension, that being able to understand something beyond the surface, beyond just what's superficial, comprehend means you are also able to see those things and see the promises, see the gifts, see the divine gifts and favor of God to see things that otherwise you would not even be able to see. There are gifts and divine favor that right now in your natural mind, you can't see it and you can't realize it. Wouldn't you like to know what they are? There is divine favor that God has for you. There are blessings that God has for you today that you can't see. Your natural mind cannot see them. In the natural, you can't even realize what they are. Wouldn't you like to know what those blessings are that God has specifically for you today, and He has them for you? Wouldn't you like to realize and be able to know and understand, to even see what those blessings, what that divine favor, what those promises are, what those gifts are, gifts that He has for you? He's got a gift for you. It's like He has given you a gift. The package is given. It's all wrapped up beautifully. He's just waiting for you to take off the ribbon and to remove the wrapping, to open the box and to receive it. So you can't see. First of all, I want to see that He has a gift for me, that He is giving me, gift wrapped. But I also want to be able to see what it is. I want to be able to open it and see what it is. I want to open that box and see what it is. Don't you want to see? Your mind can't see what that is. Wouldn't you like to see what that gift is that he has for you today, or those gifts that he has for you today? Wouldn't you like to see it? Good news. You can. Because the Holy Spirit, if you will take your mind off of the problem, take your mind off of the circumstances, take your mind off of whatever's worrying you today, take your mind off that and instead look towards him. Just be in peace for a moment. Just be quiet and be at peace for a moment and let him speak to you. Because he's given you the Holy Spirit that you would realize and that you would comprehend, or you would see, be able to see this, those things that your mind can otherwise not see. He will show you things in your spirit that your mind would not be able to ever see. He will show you in your spirit, and you'll see it in your mind at that point. But it's because it's been revealed to you in the spirit, then your mind can comprehend it. He says in verse 12, "But we have not received the spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us." Holy Spirit's been given to you already, if you know Jesus, "that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate." Hey, I want to be able to see the blessings. Absolutely. I want to see those things. But the Holy Spirit will also help us to appreciate those gifts, the divine favor, the blessings that he has. Blessings so freely and lavishly bestowed upon us by God. Here's what you need to see and realize today. Your Heavenly Father, you can't see it with your natural mind, but your Heavenly Father has already seen your day, and he's already made preparations for your day. And part of those preparations are the many, manifold, multiple gifts that he has for you. Part of his plans for you today are for you to walk in all of those gifts. Gifts that you other, if you're just living in your natural mind, like the rest of the world, you won't see it. But you have the ability, you have the blessing of the Holy Spirit within you. Because you have not been given the spirit of the world, which leads to blindness to spiritual things, but you've been given the very spirit of God himself who dwells within you. And that Holy Spirit that is in you is today wanting to show you, to reveal to you, to help you realize, comprehend, and appreciate all of the gifts, all of the divine favor. Do you need favor today? Do you need his favor in a circumstance? It's a gift he's already given. All of the blessings that God has freely and lavishly given to you. Lavishly means, well, just think about it. If you have a child and you want to give them a gift and you have the wherewithal, you would just continue to pour lavishly. There would be no stopping. Nothing would limit the gifts that you would give to a child or to one you love. You would lavishly. There would be no expense too great. There would be no limit to what you gave. This is what God has for you. He has freely, not because anybody's forced him, not because you forced him by your good behavior. Has nothing to do with it. He freely, of his own free will, because he loves you, of his own decision, he's decided to lavishly pour all of his blessings, his divine favor, all of his gifts, his divine favor, his blessings. He has freely and lavishly bestowed it upon you. That means it's already yours. It's already yours. He's bestowed it upon you. He's released it. Now it's up to us to receive it. How do you receive it? How do I receive what I can't see? You receive it by being able to see it. By taking your mind off of the problem, off of the circumstances. Take your mind away from the gloominess. And instead, look to him. Look to him with a happy heart and a rejoicing heart. A heart of anticipation. And the Spirit, his Spirit that he has given you, will show you these things. And once you see them, you can then take them. Once you see the gifts, all gift-wrapped beautifully for you, you can receive them, unwrap them, open up the box, and take all those good things, his divine favor, his gifts, his divine favor, his blessings for you, lavishly bestowed upon you today. He wants you to walk in that. Let's walk together in receiving those things.